I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. One of the state's largest employers is about to undergo a major change in ownership. Keurig Green Mountain, a Waterbury-based coffee company that employs more than 600 people statewide, has been bought by an investor group for $13.9 billion. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, state officials say they are confident that Vermont workers will keep their jobs.
Patricia Moulton is the secretary of the Agency of Commerce and Community Development. She says Keurig Green Mountain is among the more important employers in Vermont, and she says Governor Peter Shumlin reached out to company leadership immediately after the deal was announced.
The governor has spoken directly with Brian Kelly, who assures us there'll be no layoffs here in Vermont, no planned reduction in force, and that the company will remain headquartered in Waterbury, and that's very good news.
The Brian Kelly that Moulton's referencing there is the CEO of Keurig, a company that not too long ago was known as Green Mountain Coffee Roasters. The company's stock price has cratered by more than 60% over the past year. Kelly said in a statement on Monday that the sale of Keurig, quote, offers an exciting new chapter for our customers, partners, and employees. The company declined to offer a taped interview Monday. Ken Shea is a senior industry analyst for Bloomberg Intelligence. Shea says the investor group that purchased the coffee company likely has expansion on the mind, and he says Vermont workers shouldn't have any immediate reason for concern.
I would see this as an investment to grow, not so much to cut costs.
The investor group taking over Keurig is led by the Luxembourg-based JAB Holding Company. The investor group paid well over market value for Keurig. Shea says JAB has other holdings in the coffee industry, and he says the investors likely want to use Keurig's single-cup coffee line as a foray into the U.S. coffee products industry.
They're looking to grow this opportunity globally, and I think Keurig could be their beachhead investment in the U.S.
Shea says that Keurig, meanwhile, can leverage its relationship with JAB to launch new strategic business initiatives. It's been a tumultuous year for Keurig, which has facilities in Waterbury, Williston, and Essex. Sales of the most recent version of its coffee machine failed to meet expectations, and Shea says consumer appetite for Keurig's new cold brewing system, it's called Keurig Cold, hasn't been as healthy as the company anticipated.
I think Keurig looks at this as an opportunity to join a larger firm that has already made significant commitments to the coffee market.
Tim McQuiston is editor of Vermont Business Magazine. McQuiston says Keurig is the kind of narrowly focused, mid-sized public company that was ripe for a takeover. He says the fate of Keurig jobs in Vermont hinges more on the success of the company's products than it does with the details of its ownership.
You know, it's like any business where if they do well, they'll hire. If they do poorly, they're going to have to lay more people off. They laid off 200 here just in August because sales weren't meeting expectations.
Company officials say the transaction won't be finalized until early next year. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.